Chapter 29. "You're wrong," Eddie cried. "We know who we are. You've made a big mistake." I suddenly felt cold all over. Morgrid's words echoed in my ears. "You are not Eddie and Sue. You are really Edward and Susanna." I took a step back, out from under his hand. I studied his face. Was he joking? Was he crazy? His eyes revealed only sadness. His expression remained solemn, too solemn to be joking. "I did not expect you to believe me," Margaret said, returning his hands to his robe pockets. "But my words are true. I cast a spell upon you. I tried to help you escape." "Escape?" I cried. "You mean escape from this tower?" Margaret nodded. "I tried to help you escape your fate." And as he said this, the voice of Mr. Starks, the tour guide, returned to my ears, and I remembered the story he had told. I remembered the fate of Prince Edward and Princess Susanna. The king's orders were to smother them, smothered with pillows. "But we're not them!" I wailed. "You're just confused. Maybe Eddie and I look like them. Maybe we look a lot like them. But we're not the prince and princess. We're two kids from the 20th century. Morgrid shook his head solemnly. "I cast a spell," he explained. "I erased your memories. You were locked in this tower. I wanted you to escape. First, I whisked you away to the safety of the abbey. Then I sent you as far into the future as I could." "It's not true," Eddie insisted, shrieking the words. "It's not true. Not true. I'm Eddie, not Edward. My name is Eddie." Morgrid sighed again. "Just Eddie?" he asked, keeping his voice low and soft. "What is your full name, Eddie?"
Well,
my brother stammered. "Eddie and I don't know our last name," I realized, "and we don't know where we live." "When I sent you far into the future, I gave you new memories," Morgrid said. "I gave you new memories so you could survive in a new and distant time. But the memories were not complete."
"That's why we couldn't remember our parents," I exclaimed to Eddie.
"But our parents..." I started. "Your parents, the rightful king and queen, are dead," Morgrid told us. "Your uncle has named himself king, and he has ordered you to the tower to get you out of the way."
He's going to have us murdered?" I stammered.
Morgrid nodded, shutting his eyes. "Yes, I am afraid he is. His men will be here soon. There is no way I can stop him now."